GOP presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich campaigns in South Carolina this evening, a day after winning a surprise endorsement in New Hampshire. Yesterday, the Manchester Union Leader, the state's largest newspaper, announced it was backing the former House Speaker in his bid for the White House, bypassing Mitt Romney. Jennifer Horn is a former Republican congressional candidate in New Hampshire and is now a Republican political organizer. She says the endorsement could galvanize undecided voters.
Over 80% of New Hampshire voters are still undecided because they haven't been inspired by any of the candidates, and this is something that might start to draw them together.
Just the same, questions remain about how much weight the union leader endorsement carries these days. To talk about that and more, we're joined this morning by Dante Scala, professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire. Good morning, professor, and thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Good morning to you.
So how much influence is the union leader endorsement likely to have in this race? While the newspaper is statewide, its endorsements haven't always led to victory, and Mitt Romney is pretty far ahead in New Hampshire, according to the polls.
The union leader's endorsement is a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, there have been times when they've endorsed candidates who have not made a big splash afterward, and other times in which the endorsement could be described as a important factor, if not a crucial factor. The endorsement is one more factor that is going Newt Gingrich's way in what has been an outstanding 3 to 4 weeks.
You know, it's no secret that nationally the anti-Romney wing of the Republican Party has spent the entire campaign up to this point searching for that one alternative candidate. Is this move by the union leader likely to make Gingrich that person?
In some ways, it's unclear if the union leader is leading or following in this particular case, because my colleague Andy Smith, the UNH Survey Center, released a poll just a few days before the endorsement, and it showed that conservatives were starting to narrow in on a candidate in terms of candidate favorability. It showed they've largely given up on Rick Perry, on Herman Cain, on Michelle Bachmann. They haven't warmed very much to Rick Santorum or Ron Paul. Who does that leave? It leaves Newt Gingrich, and Gingrich was left for dead in the summertime, but he's really made some strides back among New Hampshire voters.
But in New Hampshire, it takes organization to win, or at least organization helps a lot. We know Mitt Romney has a huge and powerful organization in the state. Does Gingrich have the money or the ground game in New Hampshire necessary to take full advantage of this endorsement?
Newt Gingrich's organization is small, and just getting off the ground. He's only hired staff members in the last few weeks. So a lot of this is going to depend on this perception of momentum in the Gingrich campaign. A lot is going to depend on anti-Romney voters congregating around Gingrich, and that would surely be helped if Gingrich can win Iowa. And a lot is going to depend on really self-organization of the grassroots.
Let me ask you one final question, if I might. If you're the Romney campaign, are you worried about history repeating itself? And what I mean by that is the union leader endorsed John McCain instead of Romney back in 2008, and McCain went on to win the New Hampshire primary and win the convention nomination. Or was the Romney campaign banking on not getting the union leader backing? And is the Romney campaign ready for this?
I suspect that the Romney campaign thought they might not get the union leader's nod this time. I think what they're hoping is that Joe McQuaid, the editor of the union leader, is not going to start bashing Mitt Romney on a weekly basis on the front page of the union leader between now and the New Hampshire primary.
Like he did in 2008.
That's exactly right. There's potential here for an unlikely duo to tag team Mitt Romney. That would be the union leader and John Huntsman, who's been working hard in New Hampshire on the grassroots, and now his super PAC is spending an awful lot of money on advertising. If that super PAC decides to put up contrast ads between Huntsman and Mitt Romney, that coupled with the union leader might do some damage to Mitt Romney at the worst possible time.
Dante Scala, professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.